Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former Vice President and Wyoming native Dick Cheney dies at 84. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, one of the most influential and controversial figures in American politics, has died at the age of 84. According to Fox News, his family says Cheney passed away Monday evening surrounded by his wife, Lynn, and daughters, Liz and Mary, from complications of pneumonia and heart disease. According to Wildfile, a Casper native, Cheney's rise from Wyoming's open plains to the highest levels of power defined a half century of American political history. He served as White House Chief of Staff, Wyoming's sole congressman, Secretary of Defense, and later Vice President under President George W. Bush, where he became a key architect of the U.S. response to the September 11th attacks and the War on Terror. Loved by conservatives for his strength and loyalty and criticized by opponents for his secretive, hard line style, Cheney was a defining figure in the 21st century U.S. foreign policy. Friends and colleagues remembered him as intelligent, loyal, and deeply devoted to his family and country. Born in Lincoln, Nebraska, and raised in Casper, Wyoming, Cheney earned degrees from the University of Wyoming, where his political journey began. He is survived by his wife of 61 years, Lynn Cheney, their two daughters, and seven grandchildren. Lawmakers begin overhaul of Wyoming's K-12 funding model following court ruling. The Wyoming Legislature's Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration wrapped up a two-day meeting Wednesday, launching a major update to the state's K-12 funding model, a process required every 5 years, but this time shaped by a recent court ruling that found lawmakers had been underfunding public education. According to the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle via the Wyoming News Exchange, committee co-chair Representative Scott Heiner of Green River called the effort one of the most challenging tasks lawmakers have faced as they work to balance fiscal realities with constitutional obligations to adequately fund schools. Teacher pay dominated the discussion. Consultant data showed the average Wyoming teacher earns $65,000, and if an 8.5% cost adjustment is approved, that would rise to around $71,000, making salaries competitive with nearby states. Teachers and parents, however, argued that pay still lags behind rising living costs and that low salaries are driving a shrinking teacher pipeline at the University of Wyoming. Lawmakers also addressed regional cost disparities, mental health support, and school safety funding, all key points in the court's mandate. They ordered staff to draft a bill updating salary formulas, adjusting small school funding, and capping district reserves at 20% of state foundation funds. A preliminary version of the recalibration bill will be reviewed in January ahead of the legislature's 2026 budget session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.